हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः श्रीभगवानुवाच सुखदुःखे समे कृत्वा लाभालाभौ जयाजयो ततो युद्धाय युज्यस्व नैवं पापमवाप्स्यसि एवं पापं न अवाप्स्यसि इन् दिस् मैनर् यु विल् नाट् इन्कर् सिन् यु विल् नाट् अटैन् एनी सिन् विच् मीन्स् यु विल् बि फ्री फ्रम् दि होल्ड् आफ् सिन्स् Punyam and Papam. You will overcome completely all Punya Papams. That is the meaning. How is it possible? If you attain Jnanam, you will not have Punya Papam. In Jnanam, you do not get rid of the Punya Papam. You discover yourself being free from Punya Papam. See, discovering oneself being already free from Punya Papam is actually becoming free from Punya Papam. Evam Papam Navapsisi means you will not accumulate any Punya Papam. You will see yourself being free from Punya Papam. So seeing oneself being already free from Punya Papam means seeing, having right perspective of oneself. Seeing oneself being Atma. It means having the vision of the Atma. So having the vision of the Atma is possible when you become adequately pure and steady. And that preparedness you need for this vision will be, you'll be blessed with the preparedness. Requiring this vision, for this, required for this vision, in which you will see yourself being free from Punya Papam. If you live a life of Karma Yoga, and living life Karma Yoga means always remaining the same. Whatever you go through in life are definitely the pairs of opposites or results of actions. There will be both desirable and undesirable results. There will be pleasure and pain, loss and gain, victory and defeat. There will be pairs of opposites. And remaining the same without elation, dejection, remaining balanced means not being affected by them. Even elation is also being affected by the desirable situation. Dejection is being affected by the undesirable situation. Without being affected by what you're going through, remaining balanced implies that not having ragadvesha, not having attachment or dislike, likes or dislike and dislike towards situations, anything in the world. That is possible with the understanding of the fact that no result of action is a source of happiness. No result of action can ever make me happy that I want to be. No result of action is really responsible for my unhappiness also. It is the understanding of this fact helps you remain without ragadvesha. And remaining without ragadvesha helps one remain unaffected by situations. Remaining unaffected helps one remain balanced without elation and dejection. Again, whatever comes also is definitely, whatever comes has a cause, and the cause being there, it is inevitable. The situation, the result of action, what you have to go through comes because the cause is there in the form of your own result of past action. And again, that result, what comes is ordained by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws, therefore prasadaha. Once it is understood where it comes from, Bhagavan is the karma phala data, it is possible for one to receive it with sameness of mind, looking at it as a prasada. It's called prasada buddhya svikaranam, acceptance of everything in life as prasada, ordained by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. And if it has a prasada, it must have been already offered to Bhagavan, isn't it? What is offered to Bhagavan alone can be received as prasada. When you take it anything to the temple, when you take it to the temple, it's a coconut. And the priest, after breaking it, offering it to Bhagavan, when he returns the coconut, you don't call it a coconut, you take it as prasada. You eat whatever you take into the temple, bananas or fruits or coconut or anything you offer, flowers, leaves, tulsi, bilva, anything you take it to the temple, whatever is offered to Bhagavan, kumkumam or chandanam or even the basma, anything which is already offered to Bhagavan, after offering, when it is brought out of the sanctum sanctorum by the priest, and you bend with the two hands, you receive it, expressing your reverence, because it is prasada. There you do not see whether what is given is sweet rice or some sweet or fruit, the fruit of your liking, or a tulsi leaf or bilva leaf or some spoiled even fruit also. Don't say anything. Water comes from inside. Basma or kumkuma chanda, everything comes from sanctum sanctorum, brought about by the priest, is looked upon as prasada. We accept it with a tremendous reverence, with the two hands, you know, with your body bent, which means that is the attitude. So in the same way here, what comes in life also, as a result of action, definitely whatever we go through in life is a result of action only. That need not be, that's only the present action becomes the nimittam for that to come as a result. That is why it's a prasada, ordained by the laws in conformity with whatever karma you have in store. Therefore, if you learn to live life karma yoga, the proper attitude of performing your actions as an offering to Bhagavan, with a total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, with the purushartha nischaya, having your focus on mental preparation, if you do your duties, it becomes offered to Bhagavan, then the results also become prasada, and you receive them without being dependent on the results for your happiness and security. Knowing that they are not a source of happiness, knowing they are not responsible for your unhappiness, you remain unaffected. Unaffected person alone can be balanced. Such a person, having his focus on mental preparation, in due course of time, definitely will become qualified, definitely will attain jnanam, no doubt about it. Thereby, one will become free from punya papams. So, he will not attain any punya papam. This is the meaning of the verse we have seen already. So, here, even though Bhagavan emphatically stating the importance of karma, doing one's karma, as a constant presentation of emphasis on karma, still, tatparyam, the ultimate aim of the Bhagavad Gita is not making the person do one's duty. Swadharma anushtanam alone is not the ultimate aim of Bhagavad Gita. Swadharma anushtanam is emphasized as a preparatory discipline for the ultimate aim of having the vision of the absolute reality. This should not be forgotten. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada said, yesterday we saw that Swadharmam api chaveksha ityadibhi shlokaihi shokamoha apavanayanaya laukikaha nyayaha uktaha natu tatpariyena. So shokamoha apanayanam, removal of grief and sorrow, is absolutely possible only through knowledge. That is the ultimate aim. So emphasis of Swadharma anushtanam, doing one's duty, is not as an ultimate aim, but as an indirect means of attainment of jnanam, which is a relief for, which will relieve a person from shoka moha. Again, it was emphasis of Swadharma anushtanam was meant, given from the worldly angle. Okay, we'll continue today. Paramartha darshanam tu iha prakritam tatcha uktam upasamharati. Now, Bhagavan, this is an introduction to the following verse. What Bhagavan? So here, Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Bhagavan upasamharati. Bhagavan concludes. What does he conclude here? Paramartha darshanam, the vision of the absolute reality, the subject matter of, the subject matter pertaining to the vision of absolute reality, or the nature of the absolute reality, which was the subject matter discussed from the beginning of Bhagavan's teaching. We discussed from the 11th verse up to the 30th verse. Iha, now, which forms the subject matter of the first section of second chapter. The Bhagavan's teaching, the first section, beginning from the 11th verse up to the 30th verse, where Bhagavan discusses the nature of the Atma, because the nature of the Atma was discussed as a means of, you know, for the vision of the absolute reality. That subject matter which was begun from the beginning, just begun, the 11th verse, discussed. And up to 30th verse, the Bhagavan concludes here. Even though the vision of the Atma or the nature of the reality discussed from the beginning up to the 30th verse, only up to the 30th verse, that topic Bhagavan concludes now. Understand? How? Because now he wants to show that the entire subject matter of the Shastram consists of two different disciplines. So, we're going to see the following sentence. Yesha te abhihita iti. Yesha te bhihita sankhe. Buddharyoge tvimam shrunu buddhyayukto yaya partha karma bandham prahasyasi. Yesha te abhihita iti. This is the verse. The verse beginning with a sentence, Esha te abhihita. This knowledge has been imparted to you. Esha te abhihita means this knowledge has been imparted to you. Knowledge entertaining, knowledge of having the appropriate attitude has, okay. Esha te abhihita iti, through this verse beginning with Eshate Abhihita, Shastra Vishaya Vibhaga Pradarshanaya. Shastra Vishaya Vibhaga Pradarshanam. Showing the division of, showing the divisions of the subject matter of the Shastram. Shastra Vishaya Vibhaga Pradarshanaya. For clearly showing the divisions of the subject matter of the Shastram. Now Bhagavan concludes here through this shloka beginning with the sentence Eshate Abhita. Bhagavan concludes here in this verse, through this verse. For what specifically? For showing clearly the two divisions of the subject matter of the Shastra. Shastra Vishaya Vibhaga Darshanartham Darshanaya Eshate Abhita Iti. What has been discussed from the beginning? And what has been discussed and said up to the verse 30th, Bhagavan concludes here. If he does not conclude the topic, you will not know where that first division ends, isn't it? Therefore, he concludes. Ihahi kimartam upasamharati darshanaya, darshanartham. Darshana, kasya darshanartham? Vibhagasya darshanartham. Vibhagayoho darshanastham. For showing the divisions of the subject matter of the Shastra. There are two divisions. The first division of subject matter of the Shastra presents only the nature of the Atma for the clear vision of the Atma. This other division, the other part of the subject matter of the Shastra presents the discipline of karma, converting all actions into discipline, preparatory discipline, in order to become eligible for the vision of the Atma. Ihahi darshite punaha shastra vishaya vibhage uparishtat. Ihahi darshite punaha shastra vishaya vibhage uparishtat jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam iti nishtha dvaya vishayam shastram sukham pravartishyate shrotaraha cha vishaya vibhagena sukham grahishyanti iti ataha aha. See, iha darshite punaha shastra vishaya vibhage uparishtat. See, now when two divisions of the subject matter of the Shastram, when it is brought to light here itself, iha darshite shastra vishaya vibhage, when it is brought to light here, uparishtat, then further later on, uparishtat means later on, jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam iti. You know, the second verse of third chapter has this teaching. Bhagavan is going to again make it very clear that there are two different lifestyles associated with two different disciplines. As Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga. Bhagavan is going to talk about these two disciplines, Jnana Yogaha and Karma Yogaha, which form subject matter of the Shastram. He is going to again talk about it, these divisions, later on in the second verse of the third chapter. Therefore, when that subject, the divisions, two divisions of the subject matter of the Shastram, when here itself is brought to light, later on when he is going to talk about it again, through this verse, Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam Iti, what happens? Nishtadvaya Vishayam Shastram Sukham Pravartishyate. The teaching will happen comfortably. Sukham Pravartishyate means what? Without any difficulty, the teaching of the Shastram, having subject two disciplines as its subject matter. Teaching of the Shastram having two disciplines, Jnana Yogaha, Karma Yogaha, as a subject matter, will happen easily, comfortably. Shrotaraha, and listeners also, Vishya Vibhagena Sukham Grahishyanti. Listeners also will comfortably receive the teaching, easily receive the teaching through the division of the subject matter. So, Shastram Sukham Pravartishyate, Shastra Pataha Sukham Pravartishyate, Shrotaraha Api Sukham Grahishyanti. Listeners also will grasp the teaching comfortably, easily, effortlessly. Ataha Aha. Therefore, already Bhagavan is going to show the divisions in the subject matter of the Shastram. That one, the first part of the subject matter of Shastram is over. And the next part of the subject matter of Shastram is going to come. Ihahi Shastra Vishya Vibhage Darshite Punaha Uparishthat Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam Iti Nishtadvaya Vishayam Shastram Sukham Pravartishyate Shrotaraha Cha Vishya Vibhagena Sukham Grahishyanti Iti Ataha Aha. Okay, Shankaravada beautifully introduces this verse. Then Bhagavan Krishna, in this verse itself, is going to bring to light that subject matter of two divisions or subject matter of the Shastram. He introduces here and he is going to elaborate on it in the next chapter. Yesha te bhihita sankhye buddhar yoge Yesha te bhihita sankhye buddhar yoge tvimam shrunu buddhya yukto yaya partha karma bandham prahasyasi Yesha te bhihita sankhye buddhar yoge tvimam shrunu buddhya yukto yaya partha karma bandham prahasyasi. So by way of bringing, by way of presenting, talking about the, or mentioning the two disciplines which constitutes subject matter of the Shastram, Bhagavan actually presents Bhagavan praises the Karma Yoga, the discipline of Karma Yoga. Bhagavan glorifies the Karma Yoga. How does he say? He says, He partha karma bandham prahasyasi. Already he said, evam papam na avapsyasi. Now he says, karma bandham prahasyasi. Karma bandham prahasyasi. So, you will become, you will give up the bondage of karma. What does it mean? You are not holding on to bondage of karma. You will become free from bondage of karma. You will get rid of bondage of karma. Karma bandham prahasyasi. You will give up means you will get rid of bondage of karma. That is the aim of the whole jnanam. That is the ultimate aim of attaining the jnanam. That is the purpose of the ultimate aim of attaining jnanam. Therefore, he says, how he can become free from bondage of karma? How he can get rid of bondage of karma? How he can give up karma? Bondage of karma. Just buddhya yuktaha. Being endowed with, here the word buddhi does not mean intellect. The word buddhi does not mean knowledge. Buddhya yuktaha. So being endowed with that attitude, being endowed with that knowledge involving specific attitude. Buddhya yuktaha, he partha, yaya buddhya yuktaha, being endowed with which knowledge, which attitude, you will get rid of bondage of karma. And what is that? Yesha buddhihi sankhye yoge ate abhihita. Yesha buddhihi sankhye yoge te abhihita. Sankhye yoge. Yesha buddhihi te abhihita. This knowledge has been imparted to you. Entertaining this appropriate attitude, this knowledge of entertaining appropriate attitude, knowledge has been imparted to you, which are here yoga. Sankhya means pertaining to the knowledge. Yesha buddhihi, this knowledge pertaining to the nature of the Atma. Sankhyam here means nature of the Atma. Our knowledge of the truth is Sankhyam. Knowledge of the truth, knowledge of the Atma is Sankhyam. Sankhye esha buddhi te abhihita. This knowledge pertaining to the nature of the self has been imparted to you. So knowledge entertaining certain attitude has been imparted to you. Yaya buddhya yuktaha. And being endowed with which attitude, which knowledge associated with the certain attitude, you will become free from bondage of karma. So what Bhagavan says here? Esha, I see the Bhashyam here. Te, to you, tubhyam, abhihita, abhihita means ukta. Here, Esha, this has been imparted to you. This has been said to you, taught to you. What has been taught to Esha is Tilinga Shabda. Therefore, Sankhye. Sankhye means what? Paramartha Vastu Viveka Vishaye. Buddhihi means Jnanam. Esha Buddhihi Abhihita means Etat Jnanam Abhihitam. Esha buddhihi abhihita is equal to etat jnanam abhihitam uktam. This knowledge has been imparted to you. ஏஷா புத்திஹி அபிஹிதா இத்யுக்தே ஏதத் ஞானம் அபிஹிதம். This knowledge has been taught to you, imparted to you. Knowledge pertaining to what? Paramartha Vastu Viveka Vishaye. This knowledge pertaining to the subject matter of discerning the absolute reality. Paramartha Vastu விவேக விஷயே புத்திஹி ஞானம் அபிஹிதம். புத்திஹி அபிஹித. From where? From verse number 11 up to the 30th verse. What was taught to you? What is imparted to you? Knowledge pertaining to the Atma, nature of the Atma. Knowledge of the subject matter of discerning the Atma has been imparted to you. As what? As the means of removal, nivritti karanam, as the means of removal of Shoka Mohadi Samsara Hetu Dosha, as a means of removal of the defects in terms of defect in terms of the ignorance, the cause of samsara fraught with grief and delusion. Shoka Mohadi Samsara Hetu Dosha Nivritti Karanam. See, Shokaha Samsara Doshaha, Moha Samsara Doshaha. And what is the cause of samsara hetu, samsara dosha, doshanam hetu, ignorance. So as a means of removal of the ignorance, the cause of samsara fraught with grief and delusion, the means of As a means, the knowledge of the Atma has been imparted to you. That's the first thing. Yesha buddhihi, yesha buddhihi sankhye abhihita. Yesha buddhihi sankhye abhihita means what? Atma jnana vishaye. Paramartha Vastu Viveka Vishaye Buddhihi Abhihita. Jnanam Abhihitam. Yaya Buddhya Yuktaha. Being endowed, okay, then. Yogetu Imam Shrunu. Now hereafter, may you listen to the subject matter pertaining to the yoga. Subject matter pertaining to the preparation. Preparatory discipline. Yogetu Imam Shrunu. Hereafter, may you listen to this teaching, which is going to be imparted to you now. The teaching pertaining to the preparatory discipline in terms of yoga. Yoga means what? Yoga vishaye. Sankhya means sankhya vishaye. Sankhyam means what? Atma swarupa jnanam is sankhyam. Atma tattvam is sankhyam. So paramartha vastu viveka is sankhyam. Sankhye means paramartha vastu பரமார்த்த வஸ்து விவேக விஷயே ஞானம் அபிஹிதம் உக்தம். சோ புத்தி இத்தியஸ்ய கஹ அர்த்தஹ? புத்தி இத்தியஸ்ய சப்தஸ்ய அத்ர அர்த்தஹ ஞானம் இதி. தோ இமாம் ஸ்ருணு. சோ ஏஷா புத் சாங்கியே புத்திஹி தே அபிஹிதா. யோகேது இமாம் ஸ்ருணு. அண்டில் நவ் தி நாலெட்ஜ் பர்டெய்னிங் டு தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் த செல்ஃப், knowledge per subject matter of discerning the absolute reality has been imparted to you. Now may you listen to the subject matter of the yoga pertaining to yoga, the preparatory discipline. Yoge to imam shunu. Yaya buddhya yuktaha, being endowed with which knowledge involving the appropriate attitude, கர்மபந்தம் பிரகாசியசி. Being endowed with the knowledge of this preparatory discipline, you will become free from bondage of karma. யா புத்தியா யுக்தா ஹே பார்த்த கர்மபந்தம் பிரகாசியசி. Got it? And this knowledge was important for what is the what purpose? Sakshat shoka mohadi samsara hetu dosha nivritti karanam. It is this jnanam is okay. Jnanam is the direct means of the removal of ignorance, the cause of samsara fraught with grief and delusion. So jnanam is the direct means of attainment of freedom. Which is very clear. Why? Bhagavad Gita-yaha tatparyam jnane eva asti. Paramartha vastu jnanam eva Gita-yaha tatparyam. Ultimate aim of Gita is enabling a person have the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality obtaining as one's own self, which itself is the direct means of freedom. Attainment of freedom. Okay. Now, yoga tu. Now, he coming over the word yoga. Yoga means what? Tat prapti upaye. Tat prapti upayaha. Upaye. Nissangataya. Dvandva prahana purvakam. ஈஸ்வர ஆராதனார்த்தே கர்மயோகே கர்ம அனுஷ்டானே சமாதியோகே ச இமாம் அனந்தரமேவ உச்சமானாம் புத்திம் ஷுணு. What he says, yoga means he explains a lot. This verse doesn't give the direct, now little, it's not complete like easy sentence, isn't it? So yoga means yoga vishaye. Yoga vishaye means what? Yoga vishaye buddhihi. Buddhihi imam buddhim imam shuno. May you listen to this knowledge which is going to be imparted. And this knowledge pertaining to what? The preparatory discipline in terms of yoga. Hoshangalpada explains that. Look at this. தத் பிராப்தி உபாயே. தத் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தஸ்ய ஞானஸ்ய பிராப்தி தத் பிராப்தி. உபாயம் என்பது ஆஸ் அ மீன்ஸ், சப்போர்ட்டிவ் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைனிங் தட் நாலெட்ஜ். உபாயே இன் அட்டைனிங் தட் நாலெட்ஜ் this is a helpful, isn't it? Therefore the prapti upaye nissangataya nissangataya without attachment. Dvandva prahana purvakam. Dvandva prahana, without attachment, Ishvara aradhanarte, for the purpose of worshipping Ishvara, for the purpose of worshipping Ishvara in the form of resolving, in the form of offering, dedicating all the passive opposites. Dvandva prahana purvakam nisangataya. See, nisangata, already explained this. Nisangata means detachment, without attachment. So without attachment alone, you can resolve the pairs of opposites. You can manage the pairs of opposites. Thereby, you can convert it into what? A worship of Ishvara. Ishvara aradhanarthe. Ishvara aradhanarthe. For the purpose of worshipping the Lord, in the form of dedicating all the pairs of opposites, or resolving the opposites without attachment. So without attachment means what? Without attachment means not seeing the pairs of opposites as source of happiness. Not seeing the pairs of opposites responsible for unhappiness. Thereby not being dependent on them, or not by hating them. So remaining unaffected is detachment. Being detached to the pairs of opposites. Both ways. So dispassion does not imply, does not mean only being detached, means being free from both passion and aversion. No passion, no aversion. Passion is not there. Being free from both passion and aversion is detachment. Passion is not there when you do not see things as the source of happiness. Aversion will not be there when you see them, that they are not responsible for unhappiness. And being free from passion and aversion is nisangata. Being free from passion and aversion towards the results of actions in the form of pairs of opposites is nisangata. Nisangataya. Dvandva prahana purvakam. Ishvara aradhanarthe. So when you remain unaffected by remaining unaffected with the detachment, unaffected by the pairs of opposites is what? Dedicating the pairs of opposites. Worshipping Ishvara. So karma yogi, for that, karma yogi means what? Karma anushtane. Karma yogi means karma anushtane. So karma yogi, karma anushtane. Karma yoga is equal to karma anushtana. He himself repeats the same thing. Karma anushtanam is performance of karma. Karma yoga means converting the performance of actions into a preparatory discipline is said to be karma anushtane karma yoge. Karma yoge means the converting the actions into the preparatory discipline is karma yoga. How can you convert the actions into preparatory discipline if you do not perform karma? Never karma anushtanam. Okay? Karma anushtanam means performance of actions is also emphasized here. In order to be able to convert the performed actions into a preparatory discipline. That. And also samadhi yogecha. Samadhi yogaha here means samadhi means mind. So samadhi yogaha means the discipline of upasanam. It is saguna brahma saguna ishvara upasam. The discipline of meditation. Samadhi yogaha is upasanam. Upasana yogaha, the discipline of meditation. And imam buddhim anantarameva uchyamanam shunu. So imam buddhim anantaram uchyamanam shunu. May you listen to this knowledge which is being imparted later. Anantaram uchyamana buddhihi. This knowledge which is being imparted later. This knowledge pertaining to the discipline of meditation, specifically the discipline of performance of actions, that is converting the actions into the preparatory discipline, the karma yoga, in the form of worship of the Lord, presupposing the dedication of pairs of opposites, without attachment, as a means or supportive means of attainment of that knowledge. Is it clear? Okay. See, tat praptyupaye, as a supportive means of attainment of that knowledge, by way of preparing, contributing for the mental preparation. This teaching is imparted to you. This teaching, which is being imparted after, later, pertaining to the meditation and the performance of duties, and converting actions into the preparatory discipline as worship of Ishvara or for worshipping Ishvara, presupposing dedication of dedicating all the pairs of opposites without attachment. So may you listen to this teaching. Okay, which means already knowledge of the Atma, which comes under the this title of Jnana Yoga, has been imparted. Now, how you can prepare your mind for that knowledge? For attain that Jnanam, you need help in terms of preparing your mind for that knowledge. For which this is now imparted. Listen to this. Tam buddhim stauti. Tam buddhim stauti. Bhagavan praises the knowledge pertaining to the discipline of karma yoga. Karma yoga is a discipline. The discipline by following which you are converting all simple actions into ప్రిపరేటరీ డిసిప్లిన్. తత్తాం బుద్ధిం స్తౌతి, కిమర్థం ప్రరోచనార్థం. ప్రరోచనార్థం, ప్రరోచనం మీన్స్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్, ఎంతుసియాజం. ప్రరోచనార్థం ఫార్ అక్సెప్టింగ్ దిస్ టీచింగ్, ఫార్ అక్సెప్టింగ్ దిస్ టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ అండ్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ద టీచింగ్ విత్ ఎంతుసియాజం. ప్రరోచనార్థం, సీ, టు మేక్ ద పర్సన్ లైక్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్, ప్రరోచనం. రోచయతి మీన్స్ వాట్? యూ డోంట్ లైక్ ఇట్ బట్ ఐ మేక్ యూ లైక్ ఇట్. నా యూ గివ్ సమ్ మెడిసిన్, పెప్పర్ పౌడర్, చైల్డ్ వోంట్ డ్రింక్ ఇట్, మిక్స్ ఇట్ విత్ హనీ. నౌ బాలాయ ఔషధం న రోచతే. మెడిసిన్ ఇస్ నాట్ డిసైరబుల్ ఫార్ చైల్డ్, బట్ యూ మేక్ హిమ్ లైక్ ఇట్. హౌ? ప్రరోచయతి, కథం? ఓకే, మధునా సహ ప్రరో దత్వా ప్రరోచయతి, మేక్స్ ది చైల్డ్ లైక్ ఇట్ బై మిక్సింగ్ ఇట్ విత్ హనీ, ఇసంట్ ఇట్? కదా, ప్రరోచయతి, ప్రరోచనం. సో ప్రరోచనార్థం మీన్స్ ఫార్ మేకింగ్ ది పీపుల్ లైక్ దిస్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్, అండర్స్టాండ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్, అక్సెప్ట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ ఫాలో దట్ ఆల్సో. సో ప్రరోచనార్థం వచ్చి వెరీ ప్రొఫో, సంస్కృతం ఇస్ వెరీ ఎక్స్ప్రెసివ్. ప్రరోచనార్థం భగవాన్ హింసెల్ ప్రైసెస్, గ్లోరిఫైస్, స్తౌతి, స్తుతిం కరోతి. స్తౌతి, నో, స్తు ధాతు బట్ స్టిల్ సెకండ్ కాంజుగేషన్ వర్బ్. సో స్తౌతి, ప్రరోచనార్థం స్తౌతి, హీ ప్రైసెస్ దట్ డిసిప్లిన్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ, ద నాలెడ్జ్ పర్టనింగ్ టు ద డిసిప్లిన్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ హీ ప్రైజెస్. ఫార్ ప్రోత్సాహనార్థం, ప్రరోచనార్థం, ఫర్ ఎన్థ్యూజింగ్, ఎన్కరేజింగ్, ఫర్ లైకింగ్ ఇట్. బుద్ధ్యాయ యయా యోగ విషయా. బుద్ధ్యా యయా మీన్స్ వాట్? యయా యోగ విషయయా బుద్ధ్యా, బై దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ పర్టైనింగ్ టు ది కర్మయోగ, బై ది నాలెడ్జ్ పర్టైనింగ్ టు ది ప్రిపరేటరీ డిసిప్లిన్, యుక్తః, బీయింగ్ ఎండౌడ్ విత్, బై బీయింగ్ ఎండౌడ్ విత్ that knowledge pertaining to the discipline of karma yoga, he partha karma bandham. So karma bandham means what? Karma eva, sorry, not karma, karma eva, karma eva, there's no visarga, karma eva dharma dharmakhyah bandhah. Karma alone is bondage in the form known as punyam and papam. Dharma adharma akyaha bandha. Karma bandha is a thing, but what karma bandha is in the form of dharma adharma contributing for punyam and papam. Karma bandha. Tam prahasyasi. So having punyam in account also is bondage. Having papam in one's account, of course, is definitely bondage. Because to exhaust punyam and papam, you have to be born again. Therefore, it is binding. You get tightly tied to the body throughout life after life after life. Therefore, here, karma bandha, dharma dharmakyaha bandha, karma bandha. తం ప్రహాస్యసి, యు విల్ గెట్ ఇట్ ఆఫ్. హౌ? ఈశ్వర ప్రసాద నిమిత్త జ్ఞాన ప్రాప్తే. इति अभिप्रायः. सी ब्यूटिफुल सेंटेंस इज व्हाट, ईश्वर प्रसाद निमित्त ज्ञान प्राप्ति. As a result of the attainment of knowledge, which is possible because of the grace of Bhagavan. Ishvara prasada nimitta jnana praptehe, as a result of the attainment of knowledge dependent on Bhagavan's grace, you will become free from bondage of karma. इति अभिप्रायः. सो ज्ञान प्राप्तिः इज डिपेंडेंट ऑन व्हाट, ईश्वर प्रसादः, भगवान्स ग्रेस. सो ईश्वर प्रसाद निमित्त ज्ञान प्राप्तिः, अटेनमेंट ऑफ नॉलेज विच इज पॉसिबल डिपेंडेंट ऑन भगवान्स ग्रेस. And as a result of the attainment of knowledge, which is dependent on Bhagavan's grace, you will become free from bondage of karma. If you are endowed with this knowledge of the discipline of karma yoga, that you implement the knowledge in your daily life, as a result of which you will become free from bondage of karma. By attaining jnanam, which is possible only if you have Ishvara's grace. Got it? That's made very clear. He partha, Ishvara prasada nimitta jnana praptehe, yaya yoga vishya buddhya yuktaha, karma bandham, कर्म एव धर्माधर्माख्य बंधः कर्मबंधः तं कर्मबंधं प्रहास्यसि इति अभिप्रायः. दिस व्हाट इज इंटेंडेड बाय भगवान, दिस व्हाट इज द भगवान्स टीचिंग हियर. सी कर्मबंध, कर्मयोगेन कर्मबंधं प्रहास्यसि मीन्स व्हाट, डस इट मीन इफ यू लिव अ लाइफ ऑफ कर्मयोग यू अटेन मोक्ष, you become free from bondage of karma? No. If you live a life of karma yoga, you will tap abundance of Bhagavan's grace. As a result of Bhagavan's grace, you will attain jnanam. Meaning, Bhagavan's grace will be manifest in the form of your mental preparedness. Bhagavan's grace will be in the form of your being able to listen to the teaching. Bhagavan's grace will be in the form of your clarification of your doubts. Bhagavan's grace will be in the form of your assimilation of the teaching. Bhagavan's grace will be in the form of being able to contemplate upon the teaching, assimilating the teaching. Bhagavan's grace will be in the form of attainment of knowledge. And that's why that attainment of knowledge, which is absolutely dependent on Bhagavad Anugraha, Bhagavad Prasadaha. Isn't it? Then you will become free from bondage of karma. See, Bhagavan hints here. You know, Shankara Bhagavatpada states, living a life of karma yoga is the only way of tapping abundance of Bhagavan's grace. You want grace? Grace is always available. Reservoir of grace is always available. You must know how to tap it. Never is it blocked. Always unblocked. Nothing is blocking Bhagavan's grace from flowing towards us. But it seems it's as though it's blocked. You want to tap it? Live a life of karma yoga. Why? Living a life of karma yoga means completely you live a life governed by dharma. No choice. Bhagavan's grace has to flow. Because once you live a sticky life of values, life of dharma, you have appropriate attitude. Doing everything you do, having a focus on mental preparation for the attainment of jnanam ultimately. So, There's everything becomes offered to Bhagavan. Whatever comes in life, you are not affected because you're free from ragadvesha. Because you're detached. So it becomes, everything becomes dedicated to Bhagavan himself. You accept everything as prasada. Then, if such a life is lived, how can you miss Bhagavan's grace? Abundance of Bhagavan's grace will be, can be tapped easily, isn't it? Once you have Bhagavan's grace, whatever you need for jnanam will be possible. Antakarna Shuddhi will be possible, Antakarna Echale will be possible, Shravanam will be possible, Guru Anugraha will be possible, Guru Kripa will be possible, Shastra Kripa will be there. Bhagavat Kripa will be in the form of Guru Kripa, Shastra Kripa, isn't it? Adhyanam will be possible, Shravanam will be possible, Mananam will be possible, no obstruction, isn't it? The possibility of everything is in tapping Bhagavan's grace. Thereby, Karma Yoga, this discipline, when being endowed with this knowledge, implementing this knowledge, Arjuna, you know, indirectly, you know, it helps you attain, serves as a means of attainment of jnanam, by contributing for tapping Bhagavan's grace. So, he says, Tam karma bandham katham prahasyasi. Ishwara prasada nimitta jnana praptehe. Through the attainment of, or as a result of attainment of knowledge, which is dependent on having Bhagavan's grace. So jnanam alone will liberate you directly. For that jnanam, you need grace. For that grace, you need to live a life of karma yoga. Kincha anyate. Now you have to listen. You know what is, Bhagavan is going to praise karma yoga here. We already understood. Tam buddhim stauti prarochanartham katham stauti Bhagavan. Katham stauti. See, what we have learned here is the Neha Bhikramana Shosti Pratyavayona Vidyate Swalpamapyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. Neha Bhikramana Shosti Pratyavayo na vidyate swalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Na iha neha iha abhikramanashaha nasti. Abhikramanashaha nasti. There is no loss caused by the beginning of this discipline of karma yoga. Abhikramanashaha nasti. Pratyavayaha na vidyate. Pratyavayaha is a particular defect. If we do not do what should be done, okay, not do omission of what should be done will produce papa. Omission of what should be done will result in papa. That papa is what? Pratyavaya papa. Such pratyavaya papa is not there in this, following this discipline of karma yoga. There's no thing called loss at all here. Abhikramanashaha nasti. Nothing will go vain. There's no loss. There's no pratyavayaha. Pratyavaya papam is not there. Asya dharmasya svalpam api. Mahataha bhayat trayate. Even when this discipline is followed, little, the mahataha bhayat trayate. It protects one from the great fear of death. Mahataha bhayat trayate. It protects one from great fear means it relieves a person from bondage of samsara. Being protected from fear of death. Great fear means being protected from fear of death. And being protected from fear of death means being free from samsara. Discovering oneself, be the nature of oneself being deathlessness, immortality. So how simply living a life of karma yoga will enable a person earn Bhagavan's abundance of grace. That grace will manifest in the form of everything one needs for the attainment of jnana, including mental preparation as mental purification, mental steadiness, knowledge. Ultimately, you attain jnana, and that jnana itself is freedom from fear of death, which is freedom from the bondage of samsara. So one can accomplish the ultimate goal by living life of this karma yoga. And if we live life karma yoga, if we follow this discipline, there is no such a thing called a loss at all. Absolutely, there is no loss. There may be relative failures. There is no absolute failure at all. Absolute loss is not here. There is no such the papam called pratyavaya papam here. There's only absolute success here. Absolutely, there'll be only success. If a person lives the life of karma yoga with the purushartha nischaya, the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, having one's focus on mental preparation, there will be absolute success for him. There will not be loss. There will not be failure. There won't be. Papam for him. Bhagavan Shankara Bhagavatpada explains the following the verse. Let's understand this verse as explained by Shankaracharya. Na iha. So iha means here. Moksha marge karma yoge. In following this discipline of karma yoga as a means of attainment of, as an indirect means of attainment of moksha. Iha means here. Here means in this. In this means what? In following this discipline of karma yoga as an indirect means of attainment of moksha. Karma yoge moksha marge abhikrama nashaha nasti. Abhikramaha means what? Abhikramaha pullinga shabda. Abhikramanam apusakalinga shabda. Abhikramanam abhikramaha means prarambaha. Prarambaha means beginning. Tasya nashaha, abhikramasya nashaha, abhikramanashaha, abhikramanasya, abhikramasya, parambasya nashaha, abhikramanashaha. நாசக நாஸ்தி யதா கிருஷ்யாதேஹே. See, use example, okay? Krishi Adi. Krishihi means what? Krishihi is agriculture. In professions like agriculture, etc. They have this problem of loss. In any profession, there's a possibility of having to go through the loss. Losses are inevitable in any discipline, any profession. Yoga Vishaye Prarambhasya Na Anaikantika Palatvam Itartha Anaikantika Palatvam Na Asti means what? When you begin to live life karma yoga, the result is not something non-definite. Result is definite. The result is definitely there. For anybody who lives a life of karma yoga, the result is not non-definite. The result is definite. Anaikantika palavatvam. Yoga vishaye prarambhasya anaikantika palavatvam na itartha. Himcha api na api chikitsavat pratyavayaha vidyate. So, loss is inevitable in any profession such as agriculture, etc. We can't say that will be only profit. There won't be loss at all. Can you say that? It is not possible. There may be profit, the loss is possible. But here, when you perform actions with the proper attitude as an offering, as a preparatory discipline, having to focus on mental preparation for jnanam, because of the understanding of the facts, without attachment, etc., without being affected by the results of actions, when a person performs action, when a person lives a life karma yoga, there's no law. Such a loss is not there in following this discipline of karma yoga. Then, kincha na api chikitsavat pratyavayaha vidyate. Sometimes, when you begin your profession also, like in krishi, etc., you start doing things, and before even it starts yielding, the first of all, the seeds have to grow, the plant has to grow, should have full-fledged growth, it has to start yielding. Then before harvest, there's a possibility of, losing the whole crops because of rains or because of drought. So there's loss is possible. In the same way, kincha na api chikitsavat pratyavayaha na vidyate. Chikitsa means treatment. Chikitsa means treatment, curing. So if we do not do what should be done, then there's a counterproductive, the counter-reactions also possible. And which is also, we can say, generally the word pratyavayaha means the undesirable result of the omitting what should be done. is Pratyavaya Papam. So even in the treatment, etc., if something is done, there may be counterproductions, maybe counter reactions. Such, okay, the opposite results, adverse effect. In treatment, the act of treatment, adverse effects are all possible. I'm not saying definitely possible. Such adverse effects will not be there in following the discipline of Karma Yoga. Kincha, okay. Kintu bhavati, but swalpam api asya yoga dharmasya anushthitam. Swalpam api asya yoga dharmasya anushthitam. Even if little of this discipline of Karma Yoga is followed, mahataha bhayat trayate. How can it follow the little of yoga dharma, little of Karma Yoga? Even once you begin to follow, even for a short period of time, strictly if a person lives life Karma Yoga, then as a result of which one can earn Bhagavan's grace, thereby one can attain jnanam, result of which this Karma Yoga protects a person. Mahataha bhayat trayate. Trayate means rakshati. Mahataha bhayat means what? Samsara bhayat. The fear, the samsara, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, the life of transmigration, fraught with the fear of, okay, birth and death. Janma maranadi lakshanadi samsara bhayat. It relieves a person from the samsara, the fear of samsara, fraught with birth, death, etc. In the form of, you know, having to be born again and having to be subject, having to become subject to death, etc. Kintu bhavati asya. Okay, if there's no law, that's a kim tu bhavati. What does it mean here? If there's no laws, like in any other profession, like agriculture, if there's no adverse effects, such as in having the treatment, etc., then what happens? Asya yoga dharmasya swalpam api anishthitam. Even little of this discipline of Karma Yoga followed, mahataha janma maranadi lakshanadi samsara bhayat trayate rakshati. It protects a person from the great fear of samsara in the form of the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, samsara fraught with birth and death. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.